House Bill 209 by Lehigh Republican Representative Kay Christofferson would more than double the fees on electric vehicles from $120 to $300 annually, and more than quadruple the fees on plug-in hybrids, which would see a yearly fee increase from $52 to $260. The rationale? Fees on the purchase of gasoline pay for road maintenance in Utah. But if you have an electric vehicle, you're not paying those fees because, well, you're not buying gas. Or if you have a hybrid, you're buying less of it.
Just trying to create parity here with the funds that everybody pays so everybody can pay for the same impact that they have on the roads of the state of Utah.
That's Senator Wayne Harper, who is the Senate floor sponsor of the measure and who spoke on behalf of Representative Christofferson, who is battling COVID-19. But Josh Kraft, government and corporate relations manager with Utah Clean Energy, told the committee that a region with some of the worst air quality in the nation shouldn't be making the purchase of electric cars more expensive.
Electric vehicles are critical to air quality in our state, and that they are still a very small share of the vehicles that we have, about 2% of new car sales and a much smaller portion of sales on the road. We need to balance that effect of raising fees, which we have seen can deter new customers from purchasing electric vehicles.
In 2019, Utah created an alternative fee program for electric vehicle owners called the Road Usage Charge Program, or RUC, that lets vehicle owners pay a fee based on how far they drive each year. On Monday, Senator Harper said that this year's proposed fee increase was a way to push more electric vehicle drivers into that program. But Utah Clean Energy and some members of the Transportation Committee said that before raising fees on vehicles, lawmakers ought to wait until further data is available about the success of the RUC program and the impact of electric vehicles on Utah roads. The Utah Department of Transportation is expected to release a report on RUC sometime this year. Much of the public commentary over HB 209 focused on the link between air quality and emissions from gas-powered vehicles. Electric vehicle owner David Bennett, who spoke via a virtual link, said that the idea of parity between gas and alternative fuel vehicles was missing the point.
So while, yes, I agree, this is a road usage tax, we cannot ignore the environmental impact of disincentivizing the purchase of electric vehicles or hybrid vehicles. In fact, we want to do just the contrary. We want to go ahead and incentivize the population to go ahead and purchase these vehicles and help clean up our air.
Those arguments, though, did not sway a majority, and the committee voted to advance the bill with a favorable recommendation on a 6-4 vote. HB 209 will next be heard in front of the full Utah House. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Roger McDonough.